Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Hall, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number to be part of the conversation at Bart and Han on Twitter and Instagram as well. Well, Bart, it happened. I mean, we weren't sure he was ever going to make the move, but Jim Harbaugh leaving Michigan for the coast. The L.A. Chargers and their new head coach, it's a hell of a hire, but kind of shakes the AFC a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it gives somebody in that division, not saying that Sean Payton is one of those guys, but it gives him a guy in a division that could match winning percentages with Andy Reid. When you think about what Harbaugh has done as a professional coach with the San Francisco 49ers, one of the greatest or one of the best winning percentages in all of football, it brings a style that could combat what Andy Reid likes to do. You talk about the physical nature of every team in which, remember, this isn't the first time we saw Mike Shanahan, like, man, this offense is different. It's evolution.
Right.
Listen, Jim Harbaugh is the reason why we have the Reid option. He's the reason why we have the Cam Newton offense. He's the reason why. He started that with Colin Kaepernick, a guy with the RPO game that ran for 300 yards in a playoff game. Like, he was the innovator of that, right? One thing you can say about his teams and one thing he's going to do and help Herbert is he's going to have balance. Herbert right now is second since he's been in the NFL in touchdown passes, yards, and all those statistics. You know what he ain't number one or number two in? Wins.
Wins, yeah.
It's because he's had a coach that, you know, thought that being Riverboat Ron was the best thing to do. Now, that's not to say that, you know, analytics isn't a part of what Harbaugh has done when he's at the University of Michigan. But you think that you have an adult in the room. You think that you have a coach that can match game plans with anybody. You think you have a coach. This isn't a college coach coming back to the pros for all the young kids. And I say that to all the young kids that probably was 11 years old when last time Harbaugh was in the pros. So it's remember, and we have to speak to the audience, and I'm not talking down to the guys that know, but the ones that don't know about Harbaugh and what he did before he went back to college, right, and understand what he's been able to do and what his history is. Those who know, know. And you can look at the Baltimore Ravens, right, and say, well, what type of coaching staff he can put together. Well, guess what? Him and his brother exchanges coaches, right? You think about McDaniel. McDaniel started with the Ravens, went and got bossed up and learned how to be a defensive coordinator with Big Bro at Michigan, then came back, and now he's a head coach candidate. And I know he probably feels crazy because he's not able to get a job, I think, McDaniel, because his team is still in the playoffs and, you know, people can't really get those back-to-back, you know, interviews. Now, from some of the jobs that are still out there, whether you talk about, you know, Seattle, you talk about Atlanta, you talk about some locations that haven't
Carolina
that hasn't picked out their coach, you would like to think that two coordinators that are still involved in the playoffs have a great shot at getting those, and maybe, you know, organizations are holding off, and it may cost them other people, right? Who knows if Ben Johnson still being in the playoffs is slowing down the, you know, the search in Washington with the Commanders. It's slowing down with Carolina because, you know, those are two big fish deals. Those are young guys that are innovative and new, 30-year-olds, 30-somethings, right, that can lead men. And so, like, when you think about, like, what, you know, Jim Harbaugh can put together, you think about his coaching staff. Now, they think that the offense coordinator probably is going to get the job in Michigan, and I think that's great. And I don't think Harbaugh will want to take a lot of people off his staff, understanding that Ryan Day pretty much, you know, opened the door to every Alabama player there was that wanted to leave after Nick Saban did that. But you think about, like, he can poach some coaches and give some elevation to some of his brother's coaches, right? When you guys hear this, right, hear the name Anthony Weaver. So Anthony Weaver is a guy that was defense coordinator for the Houston Texans. He also was a head coach assistant with the Ravens. He coached with Rex. He's a former teammate of mine. You talk about a young guy that, you know, are probably trying to get a head coaching job. Maybe he needs to be a defense coordinator in a great division and prove what he can do against Patrick Mahomes. That's a guy that, you know, could be elevated and brought to his staff. So, you know, he has access to some of the best coaches and best teachers. And one thing I like to say about guys like Nick Saban and guys like Jim Harbaugh, they stay relevant and they stay in the know because they aren't afraid to come out of their ways and step out of their ways and say, hey, you know, this guy's a good young coach. Let me add him to my staff and let me let him do him, right? And that's maybe some of the hesitancy that we see when it comes to Bill Belichick. Because when you think about it, what is this? The usual suspects. Who's he going to bring in? Okay, right. He's going to bring in Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels. Mm-hmm. Who the hell wants – because guess what?
It hasn't worked.
Yeah, Bill is a man of – and not that it even hasn't worked. What I'm saying is Bill's a man of a certain age. So you would like that if you bring Bill Belichick in, that one of his assistants or somebody can stay on when he leaves to be the head coach. Anybody want Matt Patricia to be their head coach? Anybody want Josh McDaniels for the third time to be their head coach?
Right.
So, like, that's what I think the hesitancy is about hiring Bill Belichick, because you know he's going to bring the usual suspects as on his coaching staff, and you don't want his coaching staff, if Bill says after 3 years, I'm tired, right? Just think, you may be bringing over Justin Fields. You may be drafting a young quarterback. And after 3 years, and you expect this quarterback to be on your staff for 10, 12, 15 years if he's a hit. And now 3 years, you're going to be starting over with a new quarterback coach, a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator. And I think that's why teams are looking at Bill like, I just don't know, man. And I think that, you know, I really think Bill's going to find his way on the outside looking in because of his staff that he's going to put together and say that he wants to put together. Now, I think that's not going to move the organization in what they're thinking about. But back to Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is off the books. I think he's a tremendous coach, and he's a guy that's going to really push Andy Reid within that division. He's a great program builder. He's built everywhere he's went. He's built at San Diego State. He built at Stanford when nobody thought that Stanford can be a world power, and he did that with Andrew Luck. And he also did that at Michigan. Now, it took longer than I think he believed, but, you know, the national championship didn't come, but that program for the last 3 years was successful, so it took him about 6 years. He's going to inherit a great quarterback. What I know about him and his philosophy is he's going to protect his young quarterback just like he protect Colin Kaepernick, just like he protected Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck could have been in college, Allen. He could have been every bit the Baker Mayfield. He could have been every bit the Joe Burrow as far as spreading it out, let him think the game and throw the ball. But no, Harbaugh said, no, that's not how we play around here, and that's not how you win championships, and that's not how you prepare your quarterbacks in college for the pro game. You do it by putting your quarterback under center so that he understands the difference in a three-step drop from under center. He understands the difference between a five-step drop, a seven-step drop. He understands the mechanics of faking the ball on play action, putting it out there, pulling it in out of the belly. He understands with the play action, turning your back to the quarterback. These are all things that you hear about these shotgun quarterbacks in college coming into the league and not really understanding how to do the footwork and the timing. We talked about that with Geno Smith. We talked about that with a lot of guys that have played in these spread offenses, these RPO offenses. He's going to be able to make Justin Herbert a balanced quarterback, play action, running the ball. And I don't think a guy like Austin Ekeler is going to stay. I know he's a draft pick. Yeah, I can see him going out and getting Blake Corum, going out getting big backs. I wouldn't be surprised if a guy like Derrick Henry is brought out there to create that physicality that makes you, you know, he believes in a certain brand of football. His brother does, and so does his dad, which I played for or played against both of them. And they believe in a physical brand of football, big boy ball, like the Ravens say, a brand of football that a lot of people don't like to play against. And I think that the AFC West just got a hell of a lot closer than what we think it's been in the previous years. It's not just going to be the Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes Invitational. And I think, you know, having a personality and a brand for the city of Los Angeles, this is a team that you're either going to love or hate, but they're going to be damn interesting.
Now, on that, they will be. And he also, by the way, has a history of immediate impact when he shows up somewhere. Now, the Chargers were 5-12 this past season.
But that's not a 5-12 roster.
No, it's not
with that quarterback.
But you're right. But it is interesting how he'll be able to do this, because everywhere he goes, he, in their first, like the Niners, you remember, were also, not as bad as they looked. Was it Jim Tom Sula was the coach before him?
Yeah, but before that,
they were
it was
6-10. He went 13-3 the next season.
Remember, I can't do it, won't do it. Yeah. It was Tom Sula for 1 year.
Yeah.
That was the Vernon Davis slash Mike Singletary era.
Yeah, it just like
a forgettable time in Niners history.
Literally went from 6-10 to 13-3. But even when he went to Michigan,
with Colin Kaepernick, remember nobody knew the hell Colin Kaepernick was.
Right, but
it was coming off of Alex Smith.
But he gets you organized. Like good coaches, they get you organized right away, and you maximize your talent.
Yeah,
Michigan was 5-7.
Yeah, that's right. He did that. He did that with Alex Smith, but he also did. Put Alex Smith on the bench because he thought Alex Smith couldn't get them over the
top. That's fair.
And he brought in Colin Kaepernick and devised his entire offense that revolutionized
right.
and gave birth to what we see today.
Yeah, you're referencing, of course.
Can't do it.
Won't
I
do
want
it.
Winners. I want people that want to win.
I love that stuff.
Dave's like, we do too. See you later, Singletary.
Now, Adam Schefter, of course, because he's a very proud Michigan man as well. Michigan wins their national championship, and then Harbaugh is gone. So Schefter, of course, had the news first, and here he is on SportsCenter about it.
Well, I think that Atlanta would have been awfully attractive, and I think it was more appealing to him than people realize. But ultimately, in the end, Scott, with the Chargers, I think you start with the fact that he got along with the Spanos family. If he's been around that team, that was the last team in the NFL that he played quarterback for. He knows the family, and when we talk about playing quarterback for the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh is a big Justin Herbert fan.
Now, on that point, and I texted Greeny last night when the news broke, because you remember, it was weeks ago. I'm talking about early in the NFL season.
Yeah.
That when they were talking about Harbaugh's future because he was going through all the issues that he was going through with the NCAA, and Greeny kept saying, I could see him in the NFL. I could see him going to a place like the Chargers because, and he revealed years ago, he had done, like he was at an event where Harbaugh was there and they were making small talk, and Greeny was asking him about quarterbacks in the NFL and who does he really like. And he said he raved about Justin Herbert, raved about him. And so he's like, I know he loves him. So if there's ever a job that you think he would be the most, you know, interested in, it would be the chance to coach Justin Herbert. Well, that came to fruition. So that was really interesting intel there from Greeny, which, you know, again, it just shows you, it just felt, didn't this feel like all signs were pointing in this direction?
Always. Right, Bart? He lived out there before.
Right.
He was successful out there.
Yeah.
He's always gushed over Justin Herbert, and
right.
that was the best job out there. Whenever you got a generational talent, a guy who was second in the league
mm-hmm.
in passing over the last 5 years, second only to Patrick Mahomes and not by much, and second in quarter touchdown passes,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, that's a no-brainer because you know you can build everything else around a great quarterback. Now, they have some cap issues, but you talk about a guy that does more with less, right? He's a guy that, you know, yes, he had Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis, you know, but, you know, outside of that, this guy was able to build a great program with, you know, makeshift parts, so to speak, and get to maximize their talent.
All right, now, with that in mind, there's a lot of other interesting stuff going on here to keep an eye on. First and foremost, Vic Fangio being – the Dolphins letting Vic Fangio leave Miami so he can be closer to home, and the Eagles jumping on
– Man, what's close to home? I don't know if that's close to home.
Well, he's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I got that, but closer to home, come on, man.
Well, he's from Pennsylvania.
I understand all that.
Well, that job opened up. He wanted it because he wanted to be close to home, and the Dolphins let him go. And so the Eagles pick up Vic Fangio. That's a hell of a pickup for their defense.
Yeah, they want that.
As their defensive coordinator.
But listen – That defense has been built with guys. When you think about Phillips, you think about Chase, you think about lockdown corners. That's a Wink special right there. Just putting that out there with that personnel that they have there.
Yeah, but they're not going with Wink. They're going with Vic Fangio.
No.
The Eagles?
I'm talking about Miami.
Oh, Miami. Oh, yeah.
You think about that's a 3-4 special right there.
Mm.
They have like guys like Phillips who's super long and tall, 6'5". He was a great pass rusher. Then on the other side, they got two bookends because they got Bradley Chubb.
Yes.
Then they got Wilkes in the middle. They got two lockdown corners in Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey. That is
gotta
a
get
Wink,
healthy.
That is a Wink special, which could bode bad for us in this division. That's what I'm saying.
So, all right, that's something to watch. Could Wink wind up in Miami? Because we thought he might end up in the
And he lives – and he lives where? Wink lives where?
Yeah.
He went home where?
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about Vic Fangio wanting to be closer to home?
Down in South Florida, yeah.
Yeah. He already got the tan because you can tell he lives in Florida.
He does.
Hey, people that live in Florida have a certain color of red or brown.
Perpetual
on their skin.
Tan. It never goes away.
It's weird. It's a weird color. It's the only color that you get from Florida.
I hope to know it one day, man. It's the best.
So
feeling.
What I'm telling you is that would be a wink special for me. Just think those two personalities, right? You think about. I always say his name, McDaniels.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's Mike McDaniels, right? Mm-hmm. And you think about how he's kind of, you know, like goofy a little bit, kind of like, you know, and then Wink is kind of like the same type of personality, you know what I mean? Got the mullet, you know what I mean? Grown ass man with the mullet, you know what I mean?
He's extroverted, he's out. Yeah, he's a talker, you know, that kind of stuff.
So think, Vic Fangio is a real quiet, understated, you know, methodical person. You put these two personalities together, that could be explosive because now you talk about Vic Fangio, Reed, you know, all that type of stuff. Could you imagine an offense that is spread out, that's throwing bombs, and then the defense is blitzing you every freaking play?
Yeah, you're exhausted. And those two guys like to talk trash on the sideline, too, so you'll get a lot of that.
That's what I'm saying, man.
All right, well, that's something to watch. So, Wink, Martindale, and the Dolphins.
Yeah, that could hurt us.
Okay, all right. Now, more hit. Again, 800-919-3776, be part of the conversation here. So, all right, with all of this now said, let me go down the checklist. So the Chargers have now filled their vacancy. The Raiders, as we know, they did the right thing. Antonio Pierce, so that's closed.
Yeah.
Tennessee brought
Carolina.
Well, I'm just saying these are the ones that are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee brought in Cincinnati's offensive coordinator, right? Is it Callahan or something?
Yeah, Bill Callahan.
Right, Brian. He was brought in, and then the Patriots they closed that job by bringing in Gerard Mayo. Carolina, who did
It's closed.
Carolina just.
Yeah, they're hiring the Bucks OC from the
Dave Canales.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
All right, so Carolina's closed.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't realize it that close.
That's
so Dave Canales. So wow.
So you have the Commanders.
So all that's left now is Washington, Seattle, and Atlanta.
Yep.
And Mike Vrabel is now. It sounds like Vrabel might be the favorite in Atlanta after he's had two interviews.
And he should be.
And here's Adam Schefter from Get Up today. Because here's the question. Bill Belichick is still out there.
Bye-bye, Bill.
And he has not been offered any jobs yet. He interviewed twice with Atlanta, but nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even the favorite, according to Shefty, in Atlanta.
Well, in this particular case, the Falcons have shown that they are interested in a lot of people. And in their own words, they described to me over the weekend that their coaching search after they met with Belichick for a second time is wide open. So if it's wide open after you've met with Bill Belichick twice, that certainly tells you that he's not the favorite for the job. He has not talked to any of the other three teams. So of the four teams with the remaining openings, there's the real possibility that he's not going to get any of these head coaching jobs.
And that brings me back to what we've been talking about these last couple of days. I've kind of said it a little bit. I know I'm not the only one that has been saying this, but it's the whisper to the scream. This is Bill Belichick becomes the guy hanging over the Giants organization over the next 12 months.
Just like Sean Payton hung over the Chargers job and hung over the Denver job.
Yes. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
We know the connection. We know his affinity for the Giants, and we know John Mara's affinity for him.
Yeah, because there's the reality. We know that it's going to be three teams or anywhere from three to five teams next year that's going to be having a new coach. And we know if the Jets are one of those openings, he ain't going to New York. So we know that's closed. But the thing is, like, we haven't even gotten the McDaniels. It's too many McDaniels in the league, man.
There's one.
No.
There's a McDaniels.
And McDonald's.
And a McDaniel.
McDaniels and McDaniel.
Right.
Okay, the one in Baltimore, the defensive coordinator.
Shouldn't you know him?
Listen, I don't care about his name like that. I know it's something. You know what I mean? I get it mixed up. But anyway,
McDonald.
Okay, McDonald. Okay, McDonald McDaniels. See, I get McDonald and McDaniels mixed up. It's just like saying the Big Mick and the Big Mac. You know what I'm saying? Two all beef patties, special sauce, one guy, no sesame seed bun. You know what I mean?
Right.
So McDonald.
No. Just let's. Mike McDaniel, right? Yes. With no Mike S, McDaniel. Is the head coach of the Dolphins.
And I always put an S on it. Always.
You do. Right. Okay.
And Mike McDonald.
Uh huh.
Right. Both Mikes.
we have the Big Mick.
Right.
Our buns have no seeds.
So what I'm saying is, remember, him and Ben Johnson are still two of the hottest young names out there. So it has to be, you know, out there. Just think, you have basically now you're saying three jobs opening, correct?
There's three left.
Right.
It is it's the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Commanders.
So you have Dan Quinn out there. Kafka's going back out to Seattle. So that's a battle out there with those two guys. You got, and then you still have the McDonald's and McDaniels. And McDaniel.
McDaniel.
So you still got McDonald and you still got Ben Johnson.
Right. I didn't realize that Mike McDonald was a head coaching candidate. No idea.
Yes.
No, I haven't seen his name really prominent.
No, so, listen, okay. he has a team. He has the Baltimore Ravens with the triple threat, mm-hmm. triple crown,
he's
won
like,
all those.
Isn't he like 30-something?
36.
He's a kid.
But that, I mean, right. Sean McVay is 37. He seems like he's been a head coach for 25 years.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, he's a huge
But Vrabel is the biggest name out there, and you got to feel like he's going to get one of these jobs.
Is he really?
Isn't Vrabel like a one guy that you know?
Yeah, but Dan Quinn has been a guy that did head coaching last year.
Dan Quinn, did he even interview?
Yes.
Where?
Seattle.
He did?
Back home. He's the creator of the Legion of Boom.
And they didn't offer him the job. I mean, they're done. It's not like he can't go for another interview.
Yeah, and they bring in Kafka back up. That's what I'm saying. This thing is crazy, man. Mm-hmm. So, like, somebody – and this is what I'm talking about, right? Why we want to sit here and we want to focus.
All right, well, Dan Quinn, we just found out Dan Quinn does have a second interview today.
See,
so that's good. Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that.
So what I'm saying is, while we're focusing on the head coaching search, these head coaches that don't get head coaching jobs, that isn't currently employed anymore, say if Vrabel doesn't get it. Well, that's a defensive coordinator right there. We still got Riverboat Ryan, who was a finalist, you know, for Philadelphia. He's a defensive coordinator by nature, right? You have Dan Quinn that'll probably go back to the Cowboys, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, and like Arthur Smith, like this is what I don't understand. If I'm the Jets,
well, he's a guy you bring in.
If I'm the Jets,
mm-hmm.
I am going to pay, because there's no salary cap on coaching. You can't have enough smart minds around.
Agree,
right? You talk about run game coordinator. Right when he was the offense coordinator, the Titans ran the ball
That's
down
right.
everybody's throat. Mm-hmm.
Well, you had Derrick Henry, but
listen,
that was a smart thing to do.
But guess who I'm signing if I'm the Jets?
Who?
I'm signing Derrick Henry. If it only costs me $5 million,
no, what?
Yo, if it only costs
you think
me,
you can get Derrick Henry at cost?
If it, bro, he's 30 years old.
How
much money he trying to get?
Dallas Cowboys are going to throw money at him if they can.
How the hell Dallas Cowboys going to throw money at him when they got to throw money at Michael Parsons? They got 19 free agents.
They're going to find a way. You find a way.
They're going to throw – listen, they can throw money at DeAndre Swift. They can throw money at Dalvin Cook. They can throw money
– Derrick
Henry. Derrick Henry is 30 years old.
So Derrick Henry in a short-term situation with Aaron Rodgers, when you have Breece Hall already?
Yes. Thunder and lightning.
But you know what, though? Here's my
thunder
problem.
Thunder.
We just took a hard left here, but now because you did this – I got to say to you, Derrick Henry with the Jets, with Nathaniel Hackett, almost feels like Dalvin Cook with the Jets and Nathaniel Hackett. Like, we don't know what to do with him. We don't know what to do.
Listen, everybody out there listening is missing my point. My point is, when this Aaron Rodgers project is over, Nathaniel Hackett is leaving with Aaron Rodgers.
Of course.
You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So what I'm saying is,
Arthur Smith, and just like
guy,
you need a quarterback to take over for Aaron,
yes.
you need an offensive coordinator to take over for
my
Nathaniel Hackett.
Point. So you take a guy like Arthur Smith,
uh-huh.
who's still getting paid from the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
You pay him good to great money because there's no salary cap on coaches.
Right.
You pay him a lot of money to be the quarterback's coach / run game coordinator. So that now with the Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't like motion. He doesn't like this. Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do with the run game. He don't care how you run the ball. He's just going to turn around and hand it off. What he doesn't like is shifts, motions, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring a guy that knows how to incorporate a power run game. Even when you think about what Bijan Robinson did. Could you imagine if Arthur Smith tweaks the system like he used Bijan Robinson in the passing game and all these highlights that we saw from Bijan Robinson. When I see Bijan Robinson and Breece Hall, I see no difference. These are two big backs that have the electric speed. So now I'm saying, hey, I can bring a guy like Derrick Henry in there and we can bludgeon people to death. You want 8 men in a box? Put Derrick Henry ass back there and watch what happens. And what I'm saying is he's 30 years old. You may be able to get him for a good price. A good 3-year
deal.
That's
going to take some serious recruiting because you're also trying to get yourself a wide receiver to go, you know, to balance it out with Garrett Wilson. So those are two big priorities.
How much did you pay Dalvin Cook? $4 to $5 million?
It was $7 million.
Okay, $7 million. You don't think you can get Derrick Henry for more? Wherever Derrick Henry
10?
Goes, he's
– where 10?
My point – okay, $10 million. Wherever he goes, he's not – he understands he's not going to be the lead back. Where's Derrick Henry going where he's going to be the number one back?
I don't know why he would feel that way. It's not like he's not productive anymore.
He's 30 years old. It's time for him to, it's time for him to be
on
a pitch count.
You're going to have to convince him of that, and then you also are trying to get yourself a wide receiver to balance out Garrett Wilson. You know, those are two – that's two expensive things that then you're done. You're closed for business. And you didn't get yourself a tackle yet.
Bro, that's not overly expensive for – Saquon Barkley at $10 million franchise tag isn't overly expensive.
Well, then don't talk to me about T. Higgins or
why? Why is that?
Why?
All that is accounting. You mean to tell me we had – Alan, stop it. Alan, just before we go to break.
Yep.
We watch the New Orleans Saints be $72 million over the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, by the end of that period, they were in a running for Deshaun Watson for $230 million guaranteed.
I get it.
You can move the parts and you still can get your receivers, man.
Okay. Well, again, I didn't expect this to go here with that because we were talking about the coaches, but because you said it, I was like, wait a second, how's that going to happen? All right, 800-919-3776. More on this and the coaching thing. And if you're a Giants fan, Bill Belichick, if he doesn't get a job here, if there's nothing out here that he wants, are you waiting for him? Are you saying, all right, there's my fallback? If they don't have a good year and Dable doesn't get this team back to winning, make the move. That you would wait for Belichick in 2025. Would you do it? 800-919-3776. We got your calls and more coming up. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Knicks face the defending NBA champs tonight in the Denver Nuggets. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, the guys took the temperature of the Knicks championship expectations.
Can you win a championship with Julius Randle as your second guy?
No.
I agree with you.
Listen, and I love him. I have some questions as to whether or not you can win a championship with Jalen Brunson as your number one guy.
I think that's fair.
Because when you look at, pull up the list of NBA championship teams. Nuggets with Jokic.
On the Nuggets.
Warriors with Steph.
Right.
Lakers with LeBron.
Maybe Knicks fans are starting to feel this way. I don't think there's anybody realistically that's a Knicks fan or national media that looks at the Knicks as a legitimate NBA title contender.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3:00, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Leave Brittany alone. She's in enough trouble right now.
Yeah, I knew Stump. Yeah, Stump was in. Never mind. Let's tell people how we got there. All right.
We will. But remind me later to tell you about a song that I heard on my way. I was walking here. And it's a song. It's an older song. Like, you know it. It's LL Cool J. Mm-hmm. And I never, you don't pay attention to the words. So I was just, because of you walking by yourself, I'm not talking to anybody. So it's my head is into the music. And I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm like, I didn't know this song was like this. And I got a problem with it. Major problem with it.
Mage?
Mm-hmm. Major problem with it.
Super mage.
So we'll get to that. 800-919-3776, of course, is the number. So we were talking about all the different coaching moves so far today. Dave Canales, the Bucks offensive coordinator.
That's odd, too.
He has the Panthers job now. So the Panthers job is closed. Obviously, the Chargers job, you heard last night. It's Jim Harbaugh leaving Michigan, going back to the NFL. So that's filled. And, you know, the only jobs open now, Atlanta, which has interviewed Mike Vrabel twice, and Shefty's telling us that Belichick is not the favorite in Atlanta like we originally thought. Seattle is going to meet with Dan Quinn, the Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator, meet with him for a second time.
And the creator of the Legion of Boom.
Today, right. So he'll be there. Mike Kafka, you said, right, the Giants OC has also been out there. And the Commanders' job's open, just no one wants it. It doesn't seem like there's any activity there right now.
Well, no. They say the favorite for that job is Ben Johnson.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
The offense coordinator for the Lions.
But does Ben Johnson want it if there's no quarterback?
Well, he's already interviewed for it. And, you know,
interview. It doesn't mean.
They got a crap load of money. They still have Sam Howell. And is it a big difference? First of all, Sam Howell was leading the league in passing.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I remember seeing that stat, and I always said to myself, everybody got hurt. All the quarterbacks were hurt around the league.
No. Like, he ended up, like, still after all that. Remember, Lamar Jackson never got hurt. Josh Allen never missed any games.
By the way,
did Eric Bieniemy interview for that job? Yeah, he did. But they're not going to give him that job.
Isn't that amazing?
Because his offense was
not great. So when he left Kansas City, it was career suicide. Probably should have stayed there.
No. Like, at first, it was looking good. But, you know, you can only overcome, you know, a bad environment. They lost games. So, he went down, you know, with the ship. But he wouldn't be bad as well to bring some attitude and accountability to these receivers. I bet you he'll be cussing the hell out of Alan Lazard. He dropped the ball.
Yes.
Like, oh, you a damn bum. Like, you know what? Go bag groceries, man. Like, you might need somebody with an edge like that. You know what I mean?
Could help.
Because it seems like everybody's sunshine and roses over there, man. You need somebody that's a habitual line stepper.
Well, anyway, so as those jobs were going through that stuff, then you were also talking about not just head jobs, but other jobs to keep an eye on. Wink Martindale could end up, you said, with the Dolphins, because the Dolphins let Vic Fangio go as from their defensive coordinator position, so he could be close to home, which is his got family in Pennsylvania, and he's going to get hired by the Eagles to be their defensive coordinator.
Yeah. I thought old people run to Florida.
Yeah, you're right. Usually goes the other way. Well,
right. So maybe Wink is running from up here to down there because he has a home there. He can get home on the weekends, his off days, or whatever he wants to do. That can be a big opportunity, and that would spell bad news for us in the AFC North.
And the question we're West, and the question East, we've been
at, what the hell I'm talking about. I'm all messed up.
Did you got it?
Okay. Yeah, I just named every AFC division.
You did, which is for all the divisions. All right. So the question though that we also asked is the fact that Shefty said with Belichick not being the favorite in Atlanta, he hasn't interviewed anywhere else.
He could take a year. I mean, he could end up not coaching. And then that would, to me, he'd be hanging over this Giants organization. So the Giants fans, do you want this? Would you want that as an option if, only if, Dable can't get this thing right? Do you then go back to the future with Bill Belichick? Dave in the car. Dave, what do you think?
I think it's definitely a possibility, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Now that I've seen how these interviews have gone, all right, maybe you can shed some light on this. There's a possibility of two things at play. First of all, you know, the league may have passed Belichick by. I'm not saying he's not capable. I'm not saying he's not arguably the greatest coach that ever walked the sidelines. But it's about relating to players in the moment right now. Just like the way that Stafford was saying how everyone's on their device, looking at their devices now and have headphones on. He talked about that being with the Rams. There's a chance that maybe the Patriots way may, you know, coming to somebody else's organization may not be what people desire now. And if you look outside of Belichick and outside of Vrabel, who was a player of the Patriots, name one assistant that's had any type of modicum of success out of his locker room.
Well,
no,
Bill O'Brien a little bit when he was in Houston, but he's back in college right as well. He's ran back to Ohio State, so you know he can't cut it, you know, in this league, because we thought that when he went to the Patriots that, okay, Mac Jones finally has a real coordinator that has success. Nope.
Understood. So what do you think about what I'm saying? Is it possible? I mean, you got to realize,
of course,
there's a lot of baggage that's coming with him.
Yeah, of course. Listen, I'm totally with you, Dave. Dave, I'm totally with you, Dave. When you look at the fact that he just had a young quarterback that was successful. Now, I understand the stories that are coming out maybe, or the whispers that are coming out about Mac Jones and how he is to deal with, which is crazy that you can, you know, reportedly act like that or behave like that or carry yourself like that in a place that created humble pie, do your job. But – you know, sometimes it can pass you by. We saw that, you know, with the Brian Billicks, the Denny Greens. Sometimes this league ushers you out, and it happens to the best of them. Hell, Don Shula got cut. I mean, got fired. So did Chuck Noll. Like, sometimes the game changes, and if you don't evolve with it, like Andy Reid, by always surrounding yourself with young people, like outside, like he never surround outside of O.J. Mayo, Gerard Mayo. He never adjusted. He always kept his core of guys, right, who didn't adjust and couldn't go anywhere else. Patricia went to Detroit, messed that up, right? You look at Josh McDaniels, he's left twice and messed that up. He never went out and got some young, like, Lincoln Riley type of guy to come in and be a staff. I thought that was always the great success of Nick Saban. He always had some young, innovative, hot name that came out, did their thing, and used that job for an opportunity. It seemed like the Crimson Tide had a new offense coordinator, new defense coordinator every other year.
Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of their guys would have success and then move on to get other jobs,
right,
other places.
Or they come back, yeah.
Yeah, and you meant Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, Gerard Mayo.
O.J. Mayo, the former OJ. NBA player.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, it if Brian Daboll does not have the year that he needs to have, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
And if Belichick is out there, you know what's coming. So are Giants fans ready for this? Aaron on the Upper West Side. Aaron?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking me again.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Belichick, absolutely 100%, you get that guy in the building. Do whatever it takes to get him in the building. I love Daboll. I'm not one of these guys who just kick guys to the curb right away.
Right.
But this is the greatest coach of all time. And as long as there's an understanding that he's not going to be coaching, you know, for the tenure here, let's say he can coach for a couple years and then kind of work his way up to the front office.
Aaron, you're fanboying, right? Because what was – no, listen, because Aaron, what was ain't what is. Right? What was ain't what is, right? Remember when the Big Tuna was the greatest coach, and the Big Tuna couldn't replace that magic down in Dallas, and then when he went over to Miami, he didn't bring some magical title run or respectability to Miami then, too. All they had was the Wussy Cat, and they won the division 1 year, and that was because of some crazy thing. So, like, sometimes you think lightning can strike twice, and the Patriot way can work. So if Daboll's not here next year, What does that mean? No. Aaron. So listen. So if Daboll isn't here next year, what does that mean? That means that Daniel Jones isn't going to be here either, which means that you're going to be looking for a new young quarterback, and you're going to be looking for a 73-year-old man trying to develop another quarterback that we just watched him destroy Mac Jones, who went to the playoffs and was a Pro Bowler his first year, do nothing but go backwards when it was time for Bill Belichick to build the roster. So remember that, too. If he comes in and it goes bad for Daboll, that means that they won't pick up that option because they can get out of that contract with Daniel Jones, which means that Bill Belichick will be getting a young quarterback and trying to build a program at 73. How long do you think this man's going to coach? He's going to be starting over from scratch. He needs a ready-made team ready to win. So if you're going to go Bill Belichick here, you need him this year.
This year. Well, not everybody is ready for that, including Scott in Manhattan. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, and Bart, you're spot on everything you're saying, guys. First and foremost, I look at it like this. No, he's 71 years old, and a couple of points I'm like I said, as Bart just said, listen, he had a young quarterback already, you know, saying two, you know, saying his way of coaching, you know, I don't know if that stands for today. Three, I don't know if he wants to deal with the pressure coming from New York. And four, it's not like the Giants are at a spot where we close to competing for something substantial. And like we always talk about, Andy Reid, 65. You know, and like Bart said, he's 71. Where are we going to start? Another 2 years by the time he comes to get us started? So me as a coach, not saying he's a great coach, one of the greatest ever, but me as a Giants fan, no, I will pass on him.
I don't get it, Bart. I don't understand
because the reality is
the guy, first of all, Allen. Blood in the ground. He loves the Giants, lives, breathes, it's the whole thing. It's his existence. He loves the Giants.
Appreciate
defensive foundation. The owner loves them, has known them for years. Appreciate. They have maintained a relationship. All those things are there.
Appreciate.
And if you can't get your franchise under control and get it in the right direction, if whatever happens, and I'm not rooting for it because we like Brian Daboll, but I'm saying if he doesn't get a job, this is hanging over the franchise. That's a fact. It's going to happen. If he doesn't get a job, Bart, you know that if the Giants – they will have so much pressure on him. Get off to a slow start. If they're 1-3, Belichick's out there. They might want to make that change, might want to make that hard. You know that's going to be there. It's just a real thing that you have to embrace – if he does not end up getting one of the last three jobs, and it doesn't sound like he's going to.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that you have to succumb to the pressure, because the reality is it's going to be 6 or 7 new jobs open next year.
Yeah.
And you're going to be trying to tell yourself, like, what about, you know, Ben Johnson? If he doesn't get a job and says, I'm going to go back to Detroit one more year.
So you want
to
go with another guy with no experience.
And then you got a young guy. I mean, at some point you got to try and find your next Mike Tomlin. You look at the teams that has the same success, it's that they identify a young coach and they's able to grow and develop and build a great program that's consistently a winner. You know, I remember when Harbaugh 16 years ago came in as a special teams coach, right? Mike Tomlin. Do you want a guy that's going to come in for 5 years when you're doing this thing all over again? Or do you want to build a program that's sustainable and that's going to be able to continue to win? The problem is he don't have his succession plan. He don't have his successor. He doesn't have a successor on staff. Nobody wants Josh McDaniels as a succession plan. Nobody wants Matt Patricia as a succession plan.
No, that's true.
Some of these other teams can bring in guys like right now. Like you look at Harbaugh. He always has guys in which, you know, he has Anthony Weaver. Like, you look at all the teams. You look at Sean McVay. How many head coaching or prospects did he have on his thing that other teams have utilized? Whether you want to talk about LaFleur, you want to talk about Kyle Shanahan, they all started together. You talk about, you know, coaching trees. Right now, Bill Belichick coaching tree outside of himself is dead.
You're so worried about after Bill Belichick that you don't think about Belichick.
I don't think he can get it turned around in 1 or 2 years, right? And who knows if the Patriot way even works anymore, because people ain't trying to hear that. Ain't nobody afraid of Bill. They know Bill is going to be gone in a couple years. He a man of a certain age.
But then you have the wrong people on your roster if they're not going to have any.
You can have respect
for the coach.
You can have respect, but how did the respect for Griffin go up there? And I know Griffin isn't that. Let's see how much respect.
You can't compare Adrian Griffin to Bill Belichick.
What I'm saying is, these, you know what these kids respect? Recent winning. So Bill come here talking about, we're going to do it this way.
Is 2019 recent?
What?
2019 fairly recent?
Hell no. In the eyes of youngsters, that could be last year. I mean, that could be 2 decades ago.
Well, so then I guess Mike Vrabel's not getting a job.
What do you mean?
Well, because he hasn't won ever. So
No. But we've seen his teams overachieve. Mm-hmm. We've seen his teams overachieve.
Right. He's still so with Mac Jones, you made the playoffs. With Mac Jones as a rookie, and you don't consider that overachieving?
No.
They had a great defense, and Mac Jones, a rookie quarterback.
Hold on. What did that same team do the year before with Tom Brady? They was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So Mac Jones took over a playoff team, and all he did was take them back to the playoffs.
Well, wait a minute. You said the year before. How'd they get Mac Jones as high as they got him? You remember the year before that? That's after Tom left. Wow. Okay, we're all over the map, but this is fun. 800-919-3776. We'll continue with calls. Rex Ryan going to join us later on in the show, and I got to tell Bart about this song I heard that the lyrics are creepy, and we never knew they were. Mm. Stay with us, Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN. But first, Bart, tell me about BetMGM.
Yes, sir. There's never been a better time for football fans to bet the big game with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and get in on all the action for the biggest Sunday of the football season. Can't be in Las Vegas for the big game? The BetMGM app brings the gridiron action to you with a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props. The BetMGM app is your betting home for the big game. For spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is your first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and into the huddle with the king of sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. It is that time of the show. Hold your ears.
The Superbox Bonanza!
Number five. Okay, this year, each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card and have a chance at one of 10 super boxes with prizes, including a big screen TV or Apple AirPods Pro. Right now, be caller number five at 888-987-ESPN, 888-987-ESPN, to select a box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey, and Security Dodge. You want to say it for me?
Come get some.
Wow.
Come get some.
Yes, indeed. All right, Bart. We have calls at 800-919-3776 that we'll continue to stack, rack, and get ready to go. But I was walking here, right? And it's like it's a rainy day. You know the day, that kind of day it is today was, it felt like one of those like 90s R&B kind of days. So I have my playlist from 90s R&B, and I was just like, you know, just was running it in my ears. And up on it came the song "Hey Lover," you know.
Hey lover,
hey lover, this is more than a friend. Yeah, there you go, more than a crush. But
okay, my bad, close enough.
Yeah, it's LL Cool J and Boyz II Men. So I never really listened to the lyrics because you know these kind of songs, they're all about the same thing, getting some.
Spot the melody.
It's yeah. So you just like, it's nice. It's got a cool little like sample in it. You know, you get Boyz II Men, so that's always good. But then I'm like listening to LL talk, and I'm like, yo, this song's creepy. Like, this is a stalker song.
He's spying.
It's a stalker. Yeah. He's like, it was Harlem at the Rutgers. I saw you with your man. smiling, a Coach bag in your hand. He said, we caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. But then he said he, like, checked out her legs. And then he said, I got to take you from your man. That's my mission. If his love is real, he got to handle competition. But then he gets into some other stuff. I'd be working out every day thinking about you, looking at my own eyes in the rear view, catching flashbacks of our eye contact. What?
She didn't even recognize you.
And then he just starts going into like all the things he wants to do to her physically.
Not emotionally.
No, not emotionally.
Creep ball.
And then he said, I saw you at the bus stop waiting every day.
Damn, every day?
And then he goes, your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. But I don't want to violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut. Can't stop me from having daydreams and then more physical things that he wants to do to her. And then he's talking about how maybe one day simple dreams can turn into reality and now everything would work out perfectly. In fact, they would walk down the aisle of destiny. Yeah. I mean, like, and then last week I saw you at the mall. Standing by a payphone about to make a call. And it's like, L, are you stalking this girl?
Yeah, man.
And then it's like, then I got a vision of me on the other end telling you to come by. And then when you walked in, and then more physical things that he would want to do to her. Am I wrong to say that this is not really a love song? This is a stalker creeper song.
Yeah.
Like, this is Every Breath You Take by the Police. You know, Every Breath You Take is a stalker. That's a creepy song.
Yeah, he might as well be Orange Juice Jones.
But at least Orange Juice Jones was dating the girl. He caught her cheating. That's different. This girl caught his eye for a second, and now, I see you at the payphone. Oh, I saw you at the mall. I'm watching you at the bus stop. Yo.
Maybe it's only one song that can creep people out worse than this.
Hell, there's a perimeter.
It's the Pied Piper. Like, whoa, Kells, Pied Piper.
I'm just saying, like, am I wrong? Hey Lover is a bit of a creepy stalker type song.
We need to take it off the list?
I didn't say take it off the list because it's a nice song.
So you like stalking?
I'm just saying.
So you believe in that? You believe in his antics? The way he's trying to get to the business?
No, I don't endorse it.
No, these words are, you know, represents the feelings and thoughts of Alan Hahn.
My feelings and thoughts are that James Todd Smith has made a song about stalking. That was my belief.
Have you ever did that?
No.
Is that, you know, or you just bagged him on the first day?
I cannot confirm nor deny. I'm just saying that hold on.
You ain't never snatched somebody's woman.
I'm just saying that this song that I thought was a nice song about, saw her and I really want to meet her. And then it turns into like, this is not right.
But now that you know the truth, you said you're not taking it off, so you believe in some of his antics, any means necessary.
I'm just not about canceling people.
I'm going to get that back.
No, I'm not about canceling anybody. So it's just, this is a famous song. People love the song and love the song, but just know what it's about and understand it.
Do you not love it anymore?
I don't love it as much as I used to.
Is that
fair to say?
So that means sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Listen, do you still sing I Believe I Can Fly?
Okay.
It doesn't mean you endorse everything that R. Kelly does. But it's a nice song.
But that's different. That's because that's talking about flying. I don't endorse the Pied Piper.
I'm just
when he say that, I don't play that song no more.
Tell me
it's
I'm
the Pied Piper. Right, but Believe You Can Fly is all about flying.
800-919-3776. Am I wrong for this? Tell me I'm wrong.
Alan, I think he's speaking to
your warrior
spirit.
Baby, It's Cold
spirit.
Outside. They went too far with that song. There's nothing wrong with that song. Nothing. He does nothing wrong in that song. This song though. Well, this is, you are following this chick around when you know she's got a man and you're just staring at her.
Well, have you ever listened to the words to Phil Collins? Like, I can hear it calling in the air tonight. It was about his girl leaving with the architect.
To me, Against All Odds is the more creepier song because she ain't coming back to you. But you're still like hanging on. It's like, buddy, cut the cord.
The Hater Raid one is Jesse's Girl.
Yes, Jesse's Girl is another song that's bad, but at least he's out in the open with it. He knows he's wrong. He says he's wrong.
L ain't hiding. He's stalking on your chick. He ain't hiding either. He out with it. He's I want that.
No, L is
hiding. He's like Bleach Johnson. I like you and I want you. And we do this the easy way or the hard way.
I see you at the bus stop. Like, yo,
well, he driving
what are you
by.
Doing?
He driving by.
Uh-huh.
Like, yo, she live in the hood.
Somebody
like, oh,
convince
damn.
Me I'm wrong. Tell me if like, I'm
yo,
wrong.
Yo, yo. First of all,
we're super late. We're super okay. late. We're okay. super late. We're bad today, but just tell me I'm wrong. 800-919-3776. We'll get to your calls and more coming up. Stay with us, Barton Hahn. 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The AFC has kind of become the have and have nots at quarterbacks with Mahomes and Burrow and Lamar and Allen. It's also becoming that way at head coach with Jim Harbaugh now joining the Chargers. Earlier this morning on DPH Ron Roethlisberger, guys tried to figure out where the Jets and Robert Saleh fit in that mix.
In the landscape of the AFC, how many coaches would you rather have than Robert Saleh? And the thing I think that would get me nuts about this is you could remedy it.
Yeah, I understand you could remedy it, but you're also, I mean, it's more now, it's the combination of Saleh with Aaron Rodgers. That's what you're hoping, is
right.
that, because you don't know. I mean, listen, do I think he's a good head coach? No, I don't think he's a good head coach.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time, Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.